Hey, y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder, what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. No, wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a My Lowe's Rewards or a My Lowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Welcome to a Monday morning in the great city of Atlanta. My name is Steak. That's Drew Butler. We get 2 hours, and that's what we get. We roll in, we do our time, and we do it with a big smile on our face. We get our time, I should say, not do our time. Not like the, what are they, the Chrissies? They're going out.
Did the Chrisleys.
The Chrisleys.
I used to love that show.
That was a phenomenon for a while.
Home Free.
Yeah.
Todd Chrisley and
Julie. Is it Todd
Julie
and Julie
and Todd,
Chrisley?
Yeah.
Yeah. They did their time. We get our time.
Correct.
Here for 2 hours. So thanks for being with us on a beautiful Monday morning in the great city of Atlanta. The mild temperatures continue. I hope everybody had a great weekend. It is kind of a sleepy time in between Memorial Day and kind of the kick-in of, like, the long, hot summer that is the summer in Georgia.
Yeah, school's out. Swim team practice is kicking off now. It goes to the mornings this week. That's a big one. And
kiddos getting their first jobs, working at pools. Yep. And working at, you know, country clubs or local pools at the Y, or, you know, off to summer camp probably in a couple of weeks or so.
For sure.
So a little less traffic on the roads, you notice
big
that?
Big time.
Yeah.
Big time coming in this morning.
Yeah, post-Memorial Day, it's just, this is a quieter stretch.
And no more rain. It was brutal last week, and then even over the weekend.
It's like a 10-day stretch of every day we would get torrentials of some kind, right?
Yeah, Saturday and Sunday were great today, and for the rest of the week, supposed to be awesome. I mean, typical summer, a little humid, a little hot, but that's what you want.
So how was your weekend, you and Miss Jackie?
Wow, we had a blast. Happy birthday to my wife. So she celebrated
today?
Her birthday on Friday. She celebrated, and we celebrated Friday,
yep.
Saturday, Sunday. Thursday as well.
So she's one of those. I mean, most women, especially when they're a little younger,
yeah, but
birthdays
she,
are a big deal.
She loves birthdays. Everybody who knows and loves her certainly knows that. And we celebrated accordingly. We had an absolute blast. She deserves it. So Friday, we went to the Chastain for brunch with the kids.
Yeah, I saw that burger. Nice.
We brought the kids to brunch, which was awesome. And we sat next to some Atlanta royalty.
Yeah, who is that?
Pookie and Jet were in the house.
First came to our attention on
the first
our
couple
show.
Of Atlanta.
Yeah. Did you mention that you worked? We worked together?
I did. I went up and talked to Jet as we were leaving, and he introduced me to his wife, Campbell. I met their daughter as well. Super nice guy. Huge Dogs fan, so go Dogs. And
yeah, those
obviously,
aren't familiar.
I said I work with Steak and Rusty.
Yeah.
I wanted to pass him my bill, but I just took care of that.
They're two influencers that have been on the show before, those who aren't familiar. Okay, so that was Friday.
Yes, and then Friday night we went to a great little spot for dinner, 141 up in Johns Creek. Shout out to Sean, who's the general manager up there. And then my buddy's in town, and Jackie, unbeknownst to me, is like, hey, let's go to Himitsu.
That's a fancy place in Buckhead. That's a like a nightclub. That's
yeah, a like a nightclub, speakeasy type vibe. So Jackie turned into a Buckhead Betty over the weekend.
Yeah,
I had to keep up with her. We had a blast. And then Saturday we turned around and had a celebration for her with all of our friends at your third spot, which is right by your offices at Bread and Butter Content Studio in the Works in Westside. And I love that spot. It's awesome. The customer service is elite.
Those who are familiar, it's like a Dave & Buster's on absolute steroids for adults. So high-end food, great cocktails. I mean, we played adult beer pong. Have you seen that with the big barrels?
The big trash cans.
And the rubber balls that you throw in there. But they have every possible game, and it's all electronically scored, from cornhole to
battleship to all of your
great bowling lanes. I mean, it is an absolute.
Yeah.
The guy that built that is a friend of mine. Moved down here, and those of you who haven't been to your third spot, we don't need to sit here and be like, look at all these you know bougie spots, because that's not what we're saying. That's you and your
awesome
friends, great like crowd of Atlanta, like West Side folks, South of City folks, Buckhead people, people coming in. Every big corporate event, I mean, Home Depot does 500 people there, and Delta, and you mean they all do their big corporate functions there. It's an awesome spot.
Totally recommend it. And on the weekends, during the day, kids are allowed. So everybody brought their kids. You know, Saturday was the first nice weather day in a while, so it was all opened up and people were outside, so that was an absolute blast. We had a bunch of fun over the weekend.
Yeah, we had a fun birthday weekend. My daughter turned 18 years old.
Happy birthday, Nola.
Yeah, beautiful Nola. So it was a daddy-daughter morning. Mommy was sleeping or getting things organized. We got up early. We walked Chastain Park.
Perfect.
Went to her favorite coffee place, Companions, had breakfast together, and then the greatest thing happened. The greatest thing happened on my daughter's birthday. My daughter, my mom, her grandmother, her mom, and her aunt all went shopping for 5 or 6 hours, and Stakey had absolutely no plans.
Good for you.
Went and played pickleball over at Hammond. I think I, was in the backyard working on sunning myself or something.
Nice.
Streaming some shows. Watched the Braves. And the Braves came on at 4:15 on Saturday. So I was watching Braves and Red Sox. It was perfect. I was like, hey, we're going to be a little longer in the shopping. We may not get home till 6.
Take your time.
It's like, wow, man, you guys are okay. I mean, really? Not till 6? Oh, gosh darn it. So I was just like, not that I don't love my beautiful family, but the alone time is a nice thing. And then we went to dinner at Bar Blanc, which is the steak frites place that's over on the west side.
Above Little Sparrow.
Yeah. So if those of you don't know what steak frites is, basically there's nothing on the menu. You just say medium, medium rare, medium well, or whatever. And they bring you steak, fries, salad, and great, delicious, crusty, warm bread. There's some value. $45, you're all in, right? You're getting everything. The fries are ridiculous. Decadent as hell. It's one of Ford Fried restaurants. So we did that and celebrated my daughter's 18th. And my other daughter's off to, drove her to the airport on Friday. And Bobby's birthday is tomorrow. So it is the season. I was looking at Reggie Miller replica jerseys, because all of a sudden, talk about the ultimate bandwagon jumper. He is, he keeps calling Halliburton Reggie 2. Reggie, you don't bet against Reggie 2. You don't bet against Reggie 2. And I was like, I do like the 90s references, or, that the fact this generation does know a lot. Like, we're driving. It might have been the most emotional moment when he turned to me and he goes, Daddy, I want to give you my top 10 NBA players all time. I mean, out of the blue, we're driving. I said, what? He goes, I want to give you my top 10 NBA players all time. Do you want to hear it? I was like, do I want to hear it? Do I want to like breathe fresh air in the morning?
You hit record on your iPhone voice memo.
I mean, I was like, what did I do to like 4 years ago? Like, this kid wouldn't have known, Larry Bird from Larry Costello. Like, I mean, but anyway. So just their knowledge of that generation is significant. So I'm looking at Reggie Miller replica jerseys, and I decided unless I want to get a third job, I probably can't afford that. We went up on the Reggie Miller jerseys are hot, so we're probably going to get a Tyrese Halliburton jersey,
okay,
something along those lines. He's all over the Pacers now. He's decided.
Wow, there you go.
So we got a pretty good NBA Finals, I think. I don't know how the network's going to feel about it. What is it, on ESPN?
Thursday. It starts Pacers, Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yes, somebody will win their first title ever. Let me ask you this question. Do you consider Seattle Supersonics winning a title to be that Oklahoma City has actually won a title.
No, not at all.
I know, right?
Not at
all. But you do hear people say that, right?
I do.
Well, they did win one in Seattle. What?
Yeah.
What, in the 60s with Lenny Wilkins? By the way, do you even know what team that was?
No, I have no idea. That was in the 60s? Was that even the ABA or the NBA?
It was the 70s. So.
That's pre-merger for sure.
With the ABA?
Yeah.
I got to look at who was on that team. I think it was downtown Freddie Brown and I don't know. But Golden State won one back there with Al Attles as their coach. I forget who Seattle's coach was, but they won one back in the day. Anyway, let's do the rest of what happened over the weekend on 9 at 9. I'll just say this, what I'm most unhappy with the Braves, or what is just troubling. 2 weekends ago, Padres came in on one of their worst streaks in baseball, and they took 2 out of 3. I said on Thursday, you know, the Red Sox are in an absolute free fall. They've lost 5 in a row. They're talking about, you know, flipping that whole roster or whatever. I just don't like when you get teams reeling coming in here. Arizona's in the same spot.
Same exact spot.
They had lost 9 out of 10 until winning yesterday. The bottom line is you go, oh, these teams are flailing, and now they're coming in here. We're going to take care of business. That's not what's been happening, man. They've been getting right at Truist Park.
Yeah, Braves are your get-right team. If you're not playing well, go play the Braves. Things will start to look up. For your organization, the Braves dropped 2 out of 3 over the weekend to the Boston Red Sox. Friday night, they lose 5-1. Saturday, they turn around. Spencer Schwellenbach pitches a gem. They win 5-0. Yesterday, they lose 3-1. So, Stake, 2 losses for the Braves over the weekend with a combined 2 runs in those losses.
Yeah, it's just a little bit listless. I mean, that's what it is, Bo. I mean, yesterday, that game moved fast, right? How early were you out of there yesterday?
2 hours, 15 minutes was the game time yesterday, but I was not even there. I was at a
softball tournament?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, so that was an all-time. That felt like a Greg Maddux game. I was sitting by the pool. I had the game on, and I look up. It's like the bottom of the 6th inning, and the Braves had nothing going virtually, you know, most of the
day. Nothing going. Nothing going. It's just like listless is a perfect word for it.
Yeah. And this is what I've been, you know, kind of talking about, and we'll talk about it later on. Can you handle an ordinary season? Because it's an ordinary baseball team having an ordinary season. We talked last week, the only 3 teams in the National League that had less wins than the Braves. And that streak continues. Arizona's in tomorrow for 3. You'd think with Spencer Strider, Chris Sale, and Grant Holmes, you'll be in decent shape.
But. Yeah, you'd hope so. Tomorrow is game one of that 3-game series, 7:15 p.m. first pitch. Zach Gallen on the mound for the Diamondbacks against Spencer Strider for the Browns. So you have an elite pitching matchup to kick things off. You guys talk about how fast the Braves game was yesterday. What's not fast are college baseball games, although they are a little bit more fun to watch.
Well, it wasn't fun if you're a Georgia or Georgia Tech fan. Both schools are out. We'll start with Georgia, who was feeling themselves yesterday for much of the day against Oklahoma State. And then the Cowboys score 4 runs in the bottom of the 9th. Oklahoma State was the home team.
Correct.
At Foley Field. That season ends on a 2-run homer. Georgia absolutely stunned on the field. Their season ends.
Totally stunned. Unexpected as well. They were up 9-7 heading into the 9th. They lose 11-9. Their season is over. And here in Atlanta, Ole Miss knocks off Georgia Tech. That game was not in Atlanta. I'm talking about Georgia Tech being in Atlanta. Ole Miss 11, Georgia Tech 9. Danny Hall's storied career at Georgia Tech over.
Yeah, it was a tough way to end it. Bases loaded, 2 outs in the 9th inning, and they can't get it across.
Scotty Scheffler won the Memorial Tournament yesterday. It's his 3rd win in the last 4 starts. His 16th overall victory. People, you're witnessing one of the best runs in golf in the last 40 years.
Yeah, it's a Tiger-esque run, right?
Yes. Yeah, it's simply unbelievable what he's doing right now to the competition.
Everybody's
U.S. Open is next weekend at Oakmont in Pittsburgh.
Everybody's really good on the tour, aren't they? People who golf, aren't they really good?
I believe so.
So how can you be that much better than the best in
he
the world?
He just doesn't make mistakes. He does not make mistakes.
I mean, these are the greatest in the world, and they are literally getting run by him every weekend.
Yeah, he won by 4 shots yesterday over Ben Griffin. He wins the Memorial Tournament for the 2nd straight year.
Hey, when we come back, rumor over the weekend that we may be saying goodbye to our tight end. Are you okay with it? And I'm going to give Falcon fans the best way to spend their football season. Drew Butler's here. My name is Steak. This is the Steakhouse Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Odyssey celebrates the 4th of July. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2026.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let me just mention a couple of things. First of all, 9 o'clock I'll watch you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Like, Sandy will tell you they're the best for anything you need at the house, right? What are they best at?
Driveways, curbs,
yeah,
the walls, and you get that nasty moldy
pressure
stuff
washing.
On your
pressure washing. So that's number one. Number two, the Odyssey app. Now my mom's in town; she may be listening on terrestrial radio, but you can always get the app. And thanks to all the folks. An unbelievable surge, like the opposite of what's been going on with the Braves is what's happening with the radio station. Sorry. Let's just say we're on a heater, the entire radio station. Congratulations to Mike Conley and company. A lot of that comes from the Odyssey app. So get the app. Listen to the app. I was talking to my sister-in-law yesterday. She was over at the house sitting by the pool. She was talking about the Odyssey app.
It's a great app.
So make sure you have that. And that you got the radio station with you all the time. I didn't mention also, I woke up yesterday early after kind of a aggressive Saturday night. You know, we were with my daughter on her 18th birthday, and we were just bouncing around town a little bit. And I played pickleball for 2 hours. With Abe Gordon.
Oh, did you really?
2 hours, yep.
Can Abe dink it around a little bit?
Abe doesn't dink, man. He just hits the hell out of the ball.
Really?
Like, for real. Abe... Myself.
What is his lateral agility like?
Well, you know, he's a big runner.
I know, but that's a straight line.
I would say he impressed me.
Okay.
Two hours. And I would say, you mix it up when you're playing pickle. Like, you two play two out of three, then the next guys. And you do a rotation, and, like, you got to win this series. And I'll say that Abe was better than I thought and very solid.
Okay, I've got a content idea for the summer here at the radio station. Yep. Who's the best athlete at the station?
Oh, you know, so it'd be like an Olympic of sorts,
sure.
Right? How far can you hit a golf ball?
Sure.
A little pickle.
Can you throw
tennis.
A football? Can you shoot a basketball? Can you serve a tennis ball? Can you swim?
I like that. So, yeah.
All-encompassing. So who's the best athlete?
The other place I used to work, it was a runaway, right? There was one guy, a 6'7" former NFL wide receiver.
I think I know who that guy is.
That was friggin' good at everything. I mean, like, because he was a basketball player that could have played college hoops at Navy, if you don't know Brian Finn, I used to work with. So Finn could play. He got a scholarship to play at Navy with his identical twin brother, and then he ends up playing football at Villanova, and then he hits. Like, I've seen him do enough. And then he went to, like, Braves Fantasy Camp and crushed it there. So this stage would be a little bit different. I'd say you would have a distinct advantage. I'm trying to think. Oh, Randy McMichael.
Randy would be up there.
See, I don't
for
know the other sports that Randy, you know. Maybe you throw that out there, but we say who. Ask those guys later on. Like, who can play a little
maybe
bit
Randy
of
maybe Randy just punches me square in the face at first and
do
says,
do you have
keep
any
going.
Basketball, pickle, or tennis? You do.
I can shoot basketball. Yeah, I can play basketball.
Yeah, okay.
I can volley in tennis. I could probably get a couple. If I'm serving gently, like intentionally, yes. In pickleball, yes. So I just would rather not play it.
Well, because
I don't want to get hurt.
But, dude, I mean, that was just a freak thing. Guy blew out his Achilles. If you want to talk about a sport where guys are blowing out their Achilles, it's basketball.
Oh, man.
I mean, basketball is so much worse than pickle.
Yes.
Guys sprinting that aren't used to sprinting, right?
Yep.
I mean, it's amazing once you get over 50. The difference. I used to hear people be like, oh, dude, it's that hard surface, man. It's bad for my – I was like, hard surface, clay surface, running outside versus running on treadmill. I used to think it was all nonsense. And then you get north of 50, and the difference of playing on clay or playing on a hard court or just even yesterday, pickle. Of course, my mother's at the house. Why are you walking like that? Why are you walking?
You're
I
like,
said, Mom, we played 2 hours of pickle. Yeah, I got a plantar fasciitis. I got a lower back. I actually wake up. I never thought this happened in my life. I have to – I'm like the Tin Man. I need 20 to 30 minutes every morning of stretching, right?
Yeah.
And I can promise you this is not a guy that ever said, I need a good stretch in the morning. But it's almost like you get to a point.
Well, pliability is one of the biggest things. I mean, that's what Tom Brady always talked about later on in his career. And for all the times that you and I talk about, you know, the quote-unquote CEO routine, get up early, journal, cold tub, sauna, blah, blah, blah. If you just stretch,
right,
it will do you wonders.
That's becoming-
stretch before you go to bed, stretch when you wake up. And I don't do that well enough. Compared to when I played football, all I did was stretch.
But you're in your mid-30s.
Yes.
I don't think you need, like, it's interesting you say that because I think now that's the hot one now is stretching. It's
viability,
like,
yeah.
It was the whole, you know, not that cold plunge and journal and meditation, yoga. I mean, they're all Pilates, but now you're just hearing, dude, just stretch.
Yeah.
Right?
Especially ten minutes and just stretch.
Yeah, so I mean, like, I got this little band here and try to, you know, when you have lower back or anything else. Anyway, I don't ramble on about that because it's not that interesting, but that is something we should kick around and see what else Randy Michael can play. I know what he can play, tight end, better than Kyle Pitts played tight end, and that's a testament to Randy, and it's also saying that Kyle Pitts should be better. Rumor over the weekend, I think it was Turtle that put it out there, there's a rumor that Kyle Pitts to the Eagles for a third-round pick.
Yeah, the USA Today also posted about it on X as well, and it seems like this is a rumor that definitely picked up some steam, so I don't know if it was just social media fodder or if there are some conversations going around, but if you go to ESPN.com at the moment, the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Miami Dolphins are in trade talks for Jonnu Smith, so tight ends are active in the market, and for a guy like Kyle Pitts, who's been embattled during his tenure in Atlanta, the highest ever drafted tight end in NFL history, would you let him go for something in return? A third-round pick or a fourth-round pick? Would you do that? The immediate question is, who would be the Falcons tight end in 2025?
Yeah, you were looking at the depth chart, and you say we got a lot of tight ends, but it's almost like saying, when you have two or three quarterbacks, you don't have any. You're like, there are four guys that could start, which means we don't have one guy that can start.
Charlie Warner, Felipe Franks, Teagan Quatoriano, who was with the Houston Texans last year, good red zone threat. I mean,
that's
if you went deep in fantasy, you might know who Quatoriano is.
Dude, that's not.
No.
There's not a name on there that can start.
Okay,
NFL.
So if you offload Kyle Pitts.
Yeah.
You pick up a draft pick in 2026.
So it can't be.
Would you make a move then to then acquire another tight end, or would you stick with a guy like Charlie Warner and make him tight end one?
You probably have to acquire. You have to figure something out there. Here's what I would say, too. Is it the Steelers, you said?
Yeah, Steelers and the Dolphins are talking about Jonnu Smith.
I don't think they're going to feel good about giving up a third-round pick for Kyle Pitts. Now, I don't think we're going to feel good about getting a fourth-round pick. So that would be the stalemate. Here's what I would say about Kyle Pitts. I know he's not going to have a great year. I know it. Here's why I know it. Because if you're running the offense, you just have too many other weapons. And if you're running plays, you're certainly going to run everything through Drake London.
Yes.
Then you have really good combo in Ray-Ray McCloud.
Darnell Mooney. Right.
And then you have Bijan and Tyler Algiers.
Right.
So forget about it. And this isn't even me taking – like, I know that I'm going to get maximum effort from Darnell Mooney and Drake London and that Ray-Ray has a history of making big catches. So, like – our offense is not all of a sudden going to say, we got to feature more Kyle Pitts. Not when you have
perimeter playmakers.
Darnell Mooney, Bijan, Tyler, and Drake are all better options right there. So it's not like even if he had this spectacular offseason and came in with a new mindset, you're still not going to. And by the way, he doesn't get open enough. It's not because of his quarter. He doesn't get open enough, and he doesn't run, as you see, gives up on too much. And even if he didn't do that, you got four other guys. So what do you think you're going to get, an 80-catch, 10-touchdown year? Of course not.
That's my biggest question to Falcons fans who are holding out hope for Kyle Pitts to turn into what we all expected when the Falcons drafted him fourth overall. So after the first 4 years of his career, what makes you think – in his fifth year for the Atlanta Falcons, he can just explode onto the scene. Now, you hear Michael Penix Jr. talking about, Pitts is my dog. Man, he works so hard. We vibe together. We talk. I mean, what else would you expect the guy to say?
Listen.
They're boys. Of course they are. They're teammates. Yes, he likes him. I'm sure Kyle Pitts is a great guy.
We probably have to get over the highest tight end. Just forget about that. Does he help us as a key? Here's the word. As a key component in a playoff team. Is he a key component? Forget about him living up to that fourth pick. That's never going to happen. So then you say, can he be a key piece? Now, Drake London is going to be, and Bijan is going to be, and I'd argue Darnell Mooney is going to be a key piece. And
let me tell you
what
you
want him to be is maybe the third best option or the fourth best option.
Let me tell you why Darnell, Drake, and Bijan are key pieces because they are consistent. You can depend on them week in and week out. You know what they're going to be able to provide for your offensive production. Kyle Pitts has been anything but that.
Right.
He is the absolute definition of inconsistency. And in the NFL, if you want to be a playmaker, if you want to be dependable, you don't have to have an A-plus game, then the next week a D-minus game, and then the week after that a C game, then the week after that a B-plus game. You got to be B-plus every single week.
Yeah, zero catch or zero targeted games. He has games where he's got two targets and no catches. Like, you're just – that's not going to be the guy we run our offense
with. Bruce Arians, head coach of the Arizona Cardinals when I was there. The best ability is dependability.
Yeah. Well, that's not what Kyle Pitts is. So, again, fourth rounder would make me a little sick. Third rounder probably too high. I don't think Kyle Pitts is going anywhere. We'll come back. Lots more on the way. Why is Georgia baseball the most hated team on the internet? I didn't see this coming, but it's there. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Hey, y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder, what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. Oh, wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Odyssey celebrates the 4th of July. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2026.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Steak Shapiro and Drew Butler, thanks so much for being with us. We got a lot to get to in the tailgate in about 5 minutes. I'm going to say yesterday was a really, really bad day for Georgia Tech, and we'll tell you a couple of reasons why. It was, if you're a Tech alum listening to us, you're not having a good day.
Tough pills to swallow.
Yeah, so we'll get to that as well. More on the Braves.
I had a great day yesterday. Did you have a good day yesterday?
Yeah, I told you. I played, hung out with Abe.
I was right.
My mom's still in town. She's been in town for
weeks. Hello, Miss Valia.
Yeah, so cooked at home. I'm watching Mobland. Are you watching Mobland?
Haven't started Mobland yet. I heard it's awesome. Dude, Jackie and I are doing Your Friends and Neighbors now.
Finished that. Yeah, that was the John Hamm vehicle, if you will.
Yes.
So I told you I went to Sinners with my kid. He loved that movie. You know the yeah, we're doing our entertainment thing as well. I watch a lot of baseball, watch all three of the Braves games. And you know, I'm not surprised. Those are two mediocre teams having bad seasons. In Boston and in Atlanta. And you kind of, when you watch those games, understand why. Both those lineups are not what they thought or what they need them to be. There's just too many holes in that lineup. Braves offensively are a complete middle-of-the-road team. And I think it's a real frustrating weekend when you lose 2 out of 3 to Boston at home. You lose 2 out of 3 to San Diego at home. Where were we last week?
Philadelphia.
Yeah, Philadelphia. So you salvaged, I guess, the last game of that series.
Yep.
But, you know, can we'll ask the question later, too, but can Atlanta live with just an ordinary summer of baseball? And when I say an ordinary summer of baseball, it's, you know, we're a rootable team. You know, we still have your stars, Acuna and Olsen and Austin and Ozzie, but we're not special. There's just nothing special right now about the Braves. Although Spencer Schwellenbach, now that was special. That was special. When a guy's throwing 100 miles an hour and has 4 or 5 of his fastest pitches ever in the majors, doesn't have a walk, has 11 Ks. Red Sox, you could have given him 20 innings. They would have not hit him the other day.
6 1/3, 11 strikeouts, no walks, and I think only 5 hits.
So then when you say Schwellenbach, Sale, Strider, and then you think of the lineup, even though the lineup is not quite what it's been, you go, like, why not us? But the body of work, I mean, we're starting to get deeper into this thing to say, you know, and it's a couple of years now since that monstrous offensive explosion in 2023, you're kind of sitting back and going, maybe this is just, you know, it's a little stale. That lineup is stale. The injuries obviously has hurt overall, right? And it just was one of those weekends. It just was not coming together.
So what do? Do you make a change? Try to make a splash acquisition?
I think you need to hope that Jerks and Profar gives you a big-time lift and that you start to add, you know, some offensive punch. Let me just say this about Alex Verdugo and Eli White and Nick Allen, and now it's Luke Williams, I guess, who's up there, right? You know, that's based on some injuries and everything else. These are just
guys.
They're just guys. And Michael Harris is as good a center field as you ever see. But offensively, you can't count on him either. So, like, you start to see that this lineup, where it used to be so damn scary to face because the bottom of the order.
Oh, the lineup used to just be relentless.
Yeah, and Acuna would get up at the leadoff spot, and he'd have guys on all the time because the bottom of our order was just – and now you can pitch down to the bottom of our order. Obviously, there's a reason most of these guys – Alex Verdugo's on his fourth major league team in 4 years. That's not a guy that is going to impact you offensively for long. He can come up and be effective. Eli White, you could say the same about him. You know, Nick Allen is a great defensive shortstop, which you can handle if the rest of the guys are hitting. So it was a very disappointing weekend. And to watch them go down in 2 hours and 15 minutes yesterday.
Just get mowed down.
Yeah, I know it was an elite pitcher throwing for Boston, but like, it's just, are you able to handle and just say, I like our baseball team, just not our year. And then a big, big, what do we say when you go to the doctor annually? You know, it's a full
big checkup.
Yeah, saying where are
physical.
We?
Physical, big physical.
Where are we since the World Series? Where are we? Early playoff exits, you know, not healthy at the end of the year. Sometimes you can't control that. But what's happening this year? And again, as much as I say, I've got to believe what I watch day in and day out after this many games in. When I watch Spencer Schwellenbach, when I watch him on Saturday and I watch Sale against the Phillies and I got to believe Spencer Strider, what we know what's coming, you kind of say you got to hang in there, right, with this
unit. You got to hang in there. And the question for Braves fans is not, you know, are you ready for an average summer, but if things stay as the status quo, if nothing changes, if there's no acquisition, if they're not active in the free agent market or the trade market before the deadline and things stay the same, are you okay with that?
Yeah, and again,
because if they make the changes or if Alex Anthopoulos gets aggressive and they bring in a splash and acquisition trade, they make a trade and things do stay the same, at least as a Braves fan, you can say, well, we tried.
But then you're trading prospects.
Right.
Right? You're trading prospects.
The future changes.
In a 2025 season where nothing about this season is proven that we're going to be in the mix. Nothing about it. You started 0-7, right? You started 0-7, and now you're pretty much been a 500 team since then. So then the question is, with four games under 500, is this really the time to trade prospects? And I'll just say this. You get in the postseason, and the Phillies are staring it down, or the Cubbies are staring it down, or the Padres, and going, oh, damn, it's Chris Sale, Spencer Strider, and Spencer Schwellenbach. This is going to be a tough series.
Yeah.
Like, that alone would suggest find your way in. Just find your way, which is kind of why every game seems to have more urgency, right?
I think last year on opening day, John Smoltz was on these airwaves with you and I, and we had simply asked him what's going to be the difference come September, October, and he very simply said pitching.
Yeah, and health. And that's what you didn't have last year when Chris Sale couldn't even go after being healthy all of last year. So the Braves sit 9.5 back of the Mets, who are hot again. The Mets have won 8 out of 10. The Phillies have come back down to earth. By the way, the Phillies were on that 9-game winning streak. And then I think they lost 1 to Oakland, and now they've lost 4 in a row. So the Braves, they lost every game this weekend in Milwaukee, right? It's a long friggin' season. So they're on that run of 10 out of 11. The Braves beat him in game 2 of the doubleheader with Chris Sale. They haven't won since. But you can't be thinking about winning divisions. You have to be thinking about getting to 500 again.
How about win series?
Yeah, win a series. You lost 4 straight series. Diamondbacks come in just like the Padres. Diamondbacks come in just like the Red Sox. Their worst stretch of the year. The worst stretch of the year for Boston, total free fall. They win 2 out of 3. The worst stretch of the year for the Padres. They hadn't scored any runs in a week and a half, and they win the series. Now Arizona comes in. You got to win this series.
All right, we touched on what happened in college baseball yesterday, both for the University of Georgia and Georgia Tech. Their season's coming to an end. They get knocked out of their respective regionals. However, the big news in college sports that broke yesterday was also on the flats. Georgia Tech Athletic Director Jay Batt, who signed a 5-year extension with Georgia Tech in December, is heading to Michigan State to be the athletic director. Now, Jay Batt hired Brent Key. J-Bat hired Damon Stoudemire. J-Bat was absolutely crushing it in fundraising for Georgia Tech Athletics, and it is
right
a big loss. Big loss.
Right there. J-Bat had immersed himself, and you and I know this town really well. J-Bat was everywhere. He was at dinner in Buckhead. He was at a Boosters Club meeting over here. He was traveling wherever Tech alumni was. He made it clear, if Georgia Tech wants to compete with the big boys, we have got to get off our pocketbook. And he was raising money at a fever pitch. Amazing projects happening over there. Amazing upgrades to the facilities and making it a world-class scenario. And J-Bat was exactly what the institution needed. And again, it's another example of the SEC and Big Ten are, you know, best in class, because leaving for Michigan State is an enormous loss for Georgia Tech, who had just signed to that deal. And the Big Ten in a program like Michigan State, where basketball and football, they want to be competing for national titles, was, I guess, too attractive. I don't know.
Educate me, because maybe I'm looking at this through my, you know, Atlanta-tinted goggles, but East Lansing, Michigan, and Michigan State compared to Georgia Tech and Atlanta, Georgia. Now, look, I understand Georgia Tech is a elite academic institution. There's no question about that. J-Bat is an athletic director. I don't see that upgrade. Do you?
Listen, basketball is not even close.
Okay, obviously.
So there's two major sports. Basketball, it would be absolutely foolish to compare Georgia Tech basketball to Michigan State. Michigan State is an elite national program every year. Okay. In football, competing in the Big Ten for Michigan State gets more and more difficult. Also, all the other sports attached. I agree, living in Atlanta and raising your family in Atlanta as opposed to East Lansing, Michigan.
Right.
I mean, they would have gone back to the coffers, I would think, to get J-Bat more money. It's just a bad moment for Georgia Tech to lose this guy, and it's a really, really important hire. Now, he was making $979,000 at Tech. Word is he'll make $1.5 million or so at Michigan State. I got to believe there's enough alum that could have juiced up the bat numbers, right?
Yes. I would definitely have expected that, but this seemed to happen pretty quick. I'm looking at Atlanta Journal-Constitution's hot board for the next athletic director at Georgia Tech, and as it's pulling up, I just want to reiterate, you know, a news line broke on Sunday morning, Saturday evening, about J-Bat potentially talking with Michigan State, and then boom, he's gone.
Quick.
Couple of quick names. Graham Neff, who is the current athletic director at Clemson. Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen, but he is a Tech alum, so watch out for that name. Marvin Lewis. John Palumbo is Tech's executive deputy athletics director, so we'll see.
All right, Georgia baseball didn't make any friends on the internet yesterday. Did you see, Bo, what their uniforms looked like? Buttoned.
Down to the belly button.
To the belly button.
I mean,
full
chest
showing.
Yeah.
It looked like they were shagging fly balls before a game, and even then in the majors it would have been like, that doesn't fly. This was during the games also. A lot of bat flipping, a lot of smack talking from Georgia pitchers to Oklahoma State. They had the whole internet before they lost that game saying, why is Georgia acting out this way? Next thing you know, you get to the bottom of the ninth, and Oklahoma State at Foley Field hits two two-run homers, and people are celebrating the demise of Dwayne Johnson's program for this particular weekend. They are out.
They're out. They were up 9-7 heading into the bottom of the ninth, gave up two home runs. One was to tie the game at 9-9, then it was a two-run walk-off homer. They lose 11-9. Going back to what you said during the show open, I was listening to my great buddy Jeff Dantzler on the radio call for the Georgia game yesterday. He repeatedly talked about how it was ridiculous that Georgia was the visiting team, that Georgia would have to go to the bottom of the ninth. He just kept saying it. It's not sitting right with me. It's not sitting right with me.
Right.
This is not how it should be. And, of course, that is the fashion of which they lose the game.
Yeah, I assume that. Yeah, I mean, otherwise, all three.
You're the host.
Okay, but all three regional teams, then none of them can ever be a home game against Georgia. I mean, again, I would imagine if it gets to another game, at some point Georgia's the home team again. But the idea is they're
trying. But if Oklahoma State and Georgia both lost and they're in that elimination game, does that not defer to the actual host to be the home team? I don't know.
Yeah, I'd like to know the rule on that. Georgia Tech loses, and really when they lost it was on Saturday night. They come back down 7 runs to Murray State. They were down 10-3. They tie at 10-10, but they lose to Murray State 13-11. That puts them in a scenario. They had to beat Ole Miss and Oxford, Mississippi, and it did not happen. A back-and-forth contest that they lose 11-9. Danny Hall, I was watching the end of the game. Tech loads the bases. They're showing Danny Hall, and I was like, this is going to be brutal.
25 years at Tech? How
40 years as a...
40 years.
No, not at Tech, but yeah, close to second most wins all time in college baseball.
Unbelievable.
And it ends with a strikeout on the final at bat, and Danny Hall's career is over. Kyle Lotis striking out, bases loaded, swinging.
You want to talk about just how hard college baseball is and the finality of a season like that? Vanderbilt, the number one ranked team in the country, they lose to Wright State, and their season is over. Texas.
Why are you so happy about that?
Vandy won the SEC and got ousted.
Yeah, like, no. Texas, too.
Well, Texas is the number two team in the country. They lose to Texas, San Antonio. LSU plays today, right?
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
It's a 5-1 game in the bottom of the ninth. Vandy makes it 5-3. They double in 2 runs to tie it, except it's a ground rule double. Guy was already scored, and they're like, that's a bad bounce for Vandy. So Wright State got one more chance. It's the kid from the Austin kid from Pace Academy was up with 2 outs in the ninth. He flies out to Wright, and Wright State eliminates Vanderbilt.
I'm surprised you stayed up that late if it was a late game. Those college baseball games are
so long. That ended like 4 o'clock.
What time did it start? 10 a.m.? I mean, my goodness.
Those games go on forever.
They're forever.
I know. Hey, when we come back. Top of the hour. I got good news for Hawks fans. Just going to stick around. Sports Radio 92.9.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Odyssey celebrates the 4th of July. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla Speed Test. Based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data 1H 2026.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.